Thank you and good afternoon. Oregon State Police and law enforcement in the region are currently searching for 32-year-old Lindzen Rooney Eshalom, who is wanted on multiple charges including attempted murder and robbery during a home invasion in Cave Junction. The home invasion occurred last week where four suspects, including Eshalom, entered a residence on Holland Loop Road, and they pistol-whipped and shot one occupant in the residence. Eshalom suffered multiple gunshot wounds in the incident, and he was transported to Three Rivers Hospital. Yesterday, Eshalom was discharged from the hospital with the help of his mother and sister, and law enforcement believe they are heading to Arizona, Eshalom's home state. They are traveling in a white Chrysler Town & Country minivan with an Oregon license plate, and they could be in the North Coast region. To go along with attempted murder and robbery, Eshalom is wanted for assault, unlawful use of a weapon, and burglary. The Arcata Fire District announced this afternoon that Assistant Chief Justin McDonald has been selected to head the fire chief position in June. McDonald started out as a volunteer for Arcata Fire in 1994, and he said in a statement that fire chief has always been a goal of his when he started as a volunteer, and he looks forward to meeting with the district board, staff, and volunteers to meet the expectations of the community. McDonald will replace current Fire Chief Desmond Cowan, who will retire from the position in late June. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office arrested two suspects following an assault that occurred in Alder Point over the weekend. On Sunday, deputies received a report from the female victim, and she stated that the assault involved her ex-boyfriend, 51-year-old Russell Barnett, and his girlfriend, 31-year-old Kari Vanderoot. The victim tailed the pair's vehicle on Rancho Sequoia Drive in Alder Point, and Vanderoot turned around their vehicle and crashed it head-on into the victim's car. Barnett then exited the vehicle and reportedly fired shots in the victim's direction several times. Both then fled the scene, but the victim was uninjured in the assault. Barnett and Vanderoot were placed under arrest after deputies located him at the Brass Rail Inn in Redway, and they were booked into county jail on numerous charges, including assault with a deadly weapon. A former Hoopa High School softball coach has been sentenced. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office has announced that former Hoopa High School softball coach William Jarnigan has been sentenced to a year in jail and 3 years of probation after pleading guilty to one count of felony sexual contact with a minor. Jarnigan also received a lifetime ban on gun ownership and must complete a sex offender program as part of his probation. The victim and her family were present for the sentencing hearing, and the DA quotes the grandfather about the betrayal of trust they placed in him as coach of the victim and her teammates. Jarnigan was led to jail following the hearing, and the case was investigated by the County Child Abuse Services Team and prosecuted by Assistant DA Bree Bennett.
Thank you, Dan. The Arcata Police Department is searching for a white male adult who committed armed robbery at a business on G Street this afternoon. The suspect entered the store brandishing a handgun and then fled south on H Street with an undisclosed amount of cash. Anyone with information is asked to contact law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office arrested a burglary suspect who stole over 25 items from the Hare Creek Nursery in Fort Bragg early Monday morning. Deputies obtained information on the suspect and the vehicle used in the burglary, and close to an hour later, Willits police officers spotted that vehicle at the Safeway parking lot in Willits. Law enforcement all converged to the location and contacted Danny Spear, and he was detained without incident. It was determined that the vehicle was stolen out of Fresno, and law enforcement located 27 items that were stolen from the nursery. Spear was booked into Mendocino County Jail on multiple charges, including burglary and vehicle theft. Senator Mike McGuire and the Joint Committee on Fisheries and Aquaculture will hold a special hearing on Thursday to discuss the crab season delay and the disastrosity from fisheries and ocean experts as they will. The meeting will feature testimony from fisheries and ocean experts as they will discuss what can be learned from the season delay and future steps to avoid a similar delay. The hearing will begin at 2 p.m. at the state capitol. Certain areas along the state have been reopened to crab fishing. The mainland coast just south of the Humboldt Bay entrance is open, as well as the mainland coast south of the Mendocino County line. Meanwhile, areas north of the Humboldt Bay entrance between the county and the Oregon border remain closed. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.